Our story begins at the Westside Hospital, where Gretchen is sitting by Marilyn's bedside.
How are you feeling?
Poor Kel.
Are you in any pain? Should I go get the doctor? This morning, just another day.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
No, I'm on some pain medication. I'm just feeling sorry for myself, I guess.
Marilyn, if anyone has a right to feel sorry for themselves, it's you.
No, it's not my style. I need to be strong.
You don't always have to be the strong one, Marilyn. You're not in the courtroom right now.
Blake stopped by here yesterday.
Blake? Ugh, Marilyn, I'm sorry. Charlie found out you were in the hospital and he must have told Blake.
It's okay. I'm sure hearing that I have ovarian cancer brings up a lot of feelings for him.
After the way he treated you, he has no right to be here.
He didn't stay long. I think it upset him to see me lying here.
Well, I don't feel bad for him in the least. Not after what he did.
Why don't we change the subject? Anything new with you?
Well, I talked to Perry Young last night.
Perry Young? For Monthly?
Yeah. Marilyn, I don't want to bring up anything upsetting, but Perry said that Jacob gave him HIV.
What?
I hate to even tell you about this, but I can't talk to Mom and Dad about it. Perry and Jacob had a fling, and Perry became HIV positive after that.
Oh, Gretchen. I think there's a lot about Jacob's life we never knew. We might not ever learn the whole truth.
At Larissa's penthouse, Alexandra and Lucas have just arrived.
Lucas, it is so wonderful to see you again. It's been way too long.
You look good, Aunt Larissa.
How's the baby? He's sleeping right now. He's such an angel.
And where's Andy? Is he lurking around somewhere?
Andy has left the building.
That sounds kind of final.
I threw him out and changed the locks. When I came home, I found him in the bed with his mistress.
Oh, good grief. Andy was in bed with Connie?
You know her?
So this explains why Clint's mom broke up with Andy.
You knew about this?
Just that they broke up.
What did Clint say?
He said that his mom found out that Andy was married, but it was weird because it seemed like she didn't know who he was. She was still thinking he was Adam.
Wait a minute. Are you saying Andrew's mistress thinks he's Adam Johnson? That stupid name he used all summer?
She has no idea who he really is. And her son is a friend of mine. Oh, I feel bad.
Lucas, don't let Andrew ruin your friendship with someone because he's such a liar.
Larissa, where's Andy now?
I don't know. I figured he came straight to your place.
No, I haven't seen or heard from him. He's not on my favorite people list right now. I wonder where he is, though.
Larissa, I thought I could fix that toaster, but you'll probably have to call someone to fix it. Oh, hi. Didn't realize you had guests.
Carl, this is my sister-in-law, Alexandra, and my nephew, Lucas.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Carl is a detective. He's the one who tracked down Dr. Blanchard and got me released. I will be eternally grateful to him.
A detective, huh? Carl, you may be just the man I've been looking for.
In the Westside Psych Ward group therapy room, Adriana is talking with Mandy when Zoe walks up.
Mandy, you need to head back to your room now. Nurse Grimm is going to stop by with your medication.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, Adriana.
Bye.
So how are you doing today, Adriana?
Hey, Zoe, what's up with Mandy?
What do you mean?
Well, I had a weird experience yesterday. She's gone on and on about her baby since she got in here. But for a while yesterday, she didn't seem to remember anything at all about it.
I don't really know anything about her case. Sorry.
Well, just kind of weird. I mean, I know everyone in here has issues, but still.
Maybe you should bring this up with Dr. Hunt.
Yeah, I think I will.
In his office, Dr. Hunt is sitting at his desk when Nurse Grimm walks in with a large envelope.
Wanda, are we still on for drinks and dinner tonight?
Yes, the whole gang is going. I think Zoe even invited Heidi to join us.
Oh, great. Awkward small talk. Just what I was looking for.
Take a look at this. It's Mandy's records from her psychiatrist in London.
Good. It's about time that arrived. She's got quite a long record here.
Well, enjoy your reading. I need to go medicate Mandy now.
My God!
Michael, what is it?
Mandy's case may not be as difficult to diagnose as I thought. It's all right here in black and white. This explains everything.
At the rec center, Chuck is alone in his office when the phone rings.
Hello, Mel Landers Rec Center. Oh, you got the results from the blood work? What did it say? Did it confirm that Dara is Deanna Madison's daughter? Okay. Thanks for getting this done so quickly. Bye. Dara, you have no relationship to Zoe and Zelda whatsoever. So what happened to Zelda's child?
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.